Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I apologize that this is going out pretty late. So it's already Thursday, Chodesh Tov, Gun Chodesh El. I tried to record the shiur already twice. The shiur was given in its entirety, but the recording did not fully go through. So we're going to try here a third time. Parsha Shoftim is a very, very, so we're going to try to go a little quicker than usual. So Parsha Shoftim is very, very chashuv Parsha. Right now we're in a very, very chashuv Tkufa as we transition from the Benes Manim, from the most relaxing time of the year, the summer, to we're going from 0 to 100. We're getting supercharged into the month of El as we approach the Yom Noraim. And just a couple ideas on the parsha that has to connect with this tkufa of right here, right now. So the first idea I want to speak about appears at the end of Chamishi. Pasuk says in Parak Yud Gimel, Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The pasuk says as follows: it says Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha, that right you should be wholehearted with Hashem your God. Says Rashi on the spot. What does he say? His halichimo betmimos. You should walk. You should be with him wholeheartedly. Rather, right, don't worry about the future. Don't focus on the future. Don't worry. Rather, just accept everything that comes to you in the present and now wholeheartedly. And this idea, which Rashi is teaching us, is building a tremendous yisod on the idea of being mevatel, that which is to come in the future. Meaning as follows, that it's that naturally a person likes to he has to think about the future, right? He both in terms of sometimes in a negative context that a person's worried in terms of what's going to be, and misogyny even in terms of a positive context, people that are always looking forward to new possibilities and opportunities and job options and career paths, they're always anxious in terms of to try to get to the future, try to see what's going on in the future. But nevertheless, the Torah commands us here not to worry about the future, rather to accept everything here that in the present situation wholeheartedly. And my Yiddish isn't so great, so I'm not really going to try for it. But there's a famous Yiddish saying, I'll translate it in English, that man plans and God laughs. This is the entire. It's also pretty much the entire Yisod, the entire coronavirus. The amount of people that had different plans and different events and whether from Pesach to the summer to the vacations to job opportunities to schooling options, everything's been postponed, suspended, canceled in its entirety. And this is because of this, and it's maybe it might be sort of a message for us to focus on the present and not to focus so much on the future. But again, mitzachini, there is an obvious balance, it's important not to worry about the future, but still there's a certain focusing on the future in terms of, let's say, things that we've done in the past that we want to sort of correct and sort of be better. We can sort of plan that for the future, but in terms of planning, in terms of what's going to be, a person should not focus too much on the future. And that's rather a person should stay focused on in the present and the hoveh. But again, mitzad sheni also works the other way around. A person shouldn't get caught up in the past either, right? There's right again the three types of tenses are past, present, and future in Hebrew, right? Avar, hoveh, and atid. So in the past, also a person shouldn't get caught up so much in terms of reflecting on his past. In Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Parak Zion, Pasuk Yud. Pasuk says, Al tomar meha yashayom harishonim yotov me'ele ki lo mechach mashalta al zeh. Don't worry. Don't think about the past. Don't think that the earlier days were much, much better. Because that's not the proper way to think. Each tkufa, each generation, each situation, each day is very, very different. Right? There's a famous Chazal saying that Shmuel Kedoro, right, sorry, Yiftach Kedoro, Keshmuel Kedoro, that when we speak about Lemashal, who is the greatest God? gadol of all time. Chazal tell us you can't really compare the different generations. All of them are, each one generation had their own set of gedolim, but you can't compare the two, because each generation had their own nisyonos, had their own challenges, had their own milos, and had their own chesronos, and you can't really compare the two. Each person had to live in their present time in their specific situation. Revolbi also explains that a lot of times people like to think and cling to the past is because there's a great amount of clarity than as opposed to what's going on in the present. We're currently living in the present. We're currently experiencing new things that we aren't expecting. As opposed to the past. The past is set. It's something that we can identify with. It's something that happened already, which gives us much, much more clarity. So therefore, it's much easier to identify with the past. But still, nevertheless, the yesod is that we need to be focusing and living in the present right here, right now, and not worrying about the future, and not worrying about the past, as are not clinging to the past. The past is easy. Why? Because those present concrete accomplishments. What have we done in the past? But Shlomo Melech is telling us, if we really want to succeed, we can't focus on the past. We got to live in the present, and we got to put in the proper effort in everyday situation. And we also see, as we're approaching, obviously, El, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, most famously on Tazayin Amid Aleph, says, Ein danin es ha'adam, ella lefi ma'asav shel osa shah, that a person that you should only judge a person based on his actions right now in this current time. A person shouldn't judge his friend based on that which he did in the past. Nor should he judge his friend on potential outcomes that may occur in the future. And this is really the yesod that especially right now is the beginning of El, our final push. What's going to be in the future? What's going to be next year? We'll get to there. What's going to be in the past? Okay, forget about it. Now's the time to wake up, and now's the time in the month of El to put in maximum effort and to give it all you have. So Ad Kan, idea number one. Idea number two appears in Parsha Shoftim. A couple sugyas appear. One of these sugyas are actually Edim Zomim. So I want to be medayik and try to develop a mahalach based on several psukim. So in Perek Yates, if you look closely in Perek Yates, Pasuk Yeches says V'darshu Ashoftim Heite V'ine Eichid Sheker Ha'ed. Sheker anav achiv. So this is the mucker in which the shoftim, the judges, are supposed to interrogate thoroughly the witnesses in order to make sure they're not lying, and they need to do a full interrogation, a full examination. And later on, the next pasuk, and what does it say in Yud Tes, right? V'asisem lo kasher zamam lasis lachiv v'be'arta lov mikirbecha. And if they're found to be lying, they're called Edim Zomimim. The famous first parak of Makos, many people learn that, right? The din of hazama is that in some case that generally the Edim that conspire against this quote unquote avaryan to try to impose on him a certain punishment which really he's not chayav for. We punish the Edom themselves and give them that particular punishment that they tried to impose on this quote unquote avaryan. But I want to be medayik. If you look back in Yud Tes Yud Zayin now, the pasuk says again when the Edom come, v'amdu shnei anoshim lehem hariv lefnei Hashem lefnei Kohanim v'ashoftim asher b'yamim mehem. The judges come. Sorry. The witnesses come before the judges or the Kohanim. The pasuk here adds Kohanim. Why? Because the pshat is that they have a cheskas kashrus, that they're allowed to be dayanim. They have the same status as shoftim because they have a cheskas kashrus that they know the emes, and it goes hand in hand again with yud tes about being able to give the punishment of hazam if they found that they were lying after they did a thorough interrogation and they really interrogated them completely, but again did it with a lot of hasmada, of diligence, and with also zahiris while being very, very careful. But the question is really as follows. Why is it that in Yud Zayin, Yutes Yud Zayin, it says when the witnesses, they stand before Kohanim and Shoftim? They mentioned the Kohanim, as opposed to in Yud Ches, it said V'tarshu HaShoftim Hetev. It only said, right, the judges themselves should interrogate thoroughly, but it omits the word Kohanim. Why are the Kohanim only mentioned early on and not later on? So the Meshech Chachma explains as follows. This is so important because the Kohanim, the Kohanim act as Kohanim. In order for them to, they have special Stiyat D'Shemai, they can rely on the Urim V'tumim to ultimately uncover the truth. But says the Meshech Chachma, but over here, but when it comes to interrogating witnesses, they need to act like judges. I mean, the Kohanim could do that. It's not that they were excluded. It's just that they can't be Kohanim in that situation. They need to be judges. What do I mean? The Meshech Chachma is trying to say that if the Kohanim were to be judges and trying to interrogate Edom Zomamim, the only way they can uncover whether they're telling the truth or not is actual interrogation. They cannot rely on some nace of Urim V'tumim. Rather, they need to do the proper Heshtadlus. And this is also such an important yesod, a message for us that we also need chizik and heshtadlus and putting in the proper effort. It's not enough. A person shouldn't be trying to just rely on nisim and niflos and emuna from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting us to put in the proper effort. And a person who really wants to uncover the truth and wants to uncover the emes, a person really needs to put in the proper hishtadlus. But again, it also needs to have proper balance of obviously with tefillah and emunah. We've quoted many, many times the famous Gemara in Maseches Nida Daf Ayin Amud Beis that says as follows: Havilo halo sagi. This without that is not enough, and that without this is enough. It isn't enough either. What's the context over there? We're talking about succeeding in life. A person wants to succeed in life. A person wants to succeed in Torah, especially again for Bnei Yeshivas and the Olam HaTorah. That this week is a very, very big week, as after 3 weeks of Ben Hasmanim, the gates of the Beis Medrash are opening up and for people to come back and learn Torah. In the month of El, the most intense month of the year, that in terms of learning and chizuk, the yesod is as follows: that this without that and that without this means as follows: that if a person wants to succeed in life and in Torah and Avodas Hashem, a person needs to daven and put in the proper heshtadlus. Meaning that if a person just davens and has a moon and tries to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, that's great. You're a tremendous Baal Mamin. But however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting of us to put in the proper effort and to give it all that we have. But mitzad sheni, if a person just works and puts in all the effort, he's not going to be able to achieve it on his own, because ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. In order for a person to have special siyata d'shmaya, a person needs to daven, and a person needs to be somich on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things will ultimately work out. And it's with this combo that if a person puts in the proper effort and a person has proper siyata d'shmaya, then ultimately he'll be able to uncover the truth and ultimately be able to succeed in all of his life's endeavors. So I'd count idea number two. Idea number three, as we move along in Parsha Shoftim, a little earlier back, flip back to Perek Yudches, Pasuk Tes Vav. The Pasuk says as follows: Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamon yakim l'cha Hashem Elokecha elav tishmon. A navi within your midst, amongst your brethren, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to establish for us. So what exactly is pshat here? So Rashi on the spot says kemo shani mikir b'cha me'achecha yakim l'cha tachti v'chein minavi l'navi. So this is Rashi explains, this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, that what's going on here, that Moshe is saying, just like me, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, I was amongst you, I started as one of you, I started small, but I made myself, but I ended up becoming big. It's not like we have special Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are going to be one of us, or it's going to be part of the Chevra. So too in the future, any future Navi is going to be within your brethren. So that's one shot. The Ramban, though, deepens it even further. The Ramban says as follows: The Ramban says that the yesod of mikir b'cha is that within your midst means that the nevuah is only gonna be possible. Nevi'im are only gonna be able to prophesy only within the land of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the yesod of mikir b'cha. One might ask, what about Yechezkel? Didn't Yechezkel, wasn't he a Navi, and he received nevuahs outside of Chutz Laretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? So the Ramban answers that no, even Yechezkel started to receive nevuah. The nevuah of Yechezkel started in Eretz Yisrael, and only after was he able to take that to Chutz Laretz. And this is such an important yesod about the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael that we're talking about when we're talking about nevuah, which brings the Shechina. The Shechina most the main area in which Hashem is there. Right, Hashem's everywhere. It's a mefush Uncle Moshe, and furthermore, the Shechina also rests all over the world. But the main area in which the Shechina rests is within Am Yisrael and within Eretz Yisrael. Right, the special schools about it. I mean, the special kedusha and tarbut in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we speak of the famous Gemara of Basra. Right, deep in the Kuf Nuns, the Kuf Nun Gimel or Kuf Nun Ches. I always forget. The Gemara says Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Just the air of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise. There's a certain amount of kedusha and tarbut. This is the Ramban Lashitaso that speaks about the chashivas of the mitzvahs that are done in Eretz Yisrael. And as it is, there's such a fitting message as Baruch Hashem is a very big week for the Olam HaYeshivas, is a very, very big week for Bnei Torah who've been stuck in the Cheshkat HaGalut in Chutz Laretz for over 5 months right now, who are right now coming back to Eretz Yisrael for a whole year of learning. And people who are coming back to learn need to realize the opportunity that they have, and it's not only the opportunity, they need to realize also the place where they're in. True, they might be in quarantine or they might be in capsule system, or you might be in capsule systems, but still the kedusha and the tara that's here and that you're living in is well worth the sacrifice of being restricted to certain places and certain things. And this is really the yesod. These three messages are a great example for us to realize that what's going on right here, right now, as we start the month of El, as we begin the countdown for the Yom Nirun. Right? It's all decided on Rosh Hashanah, and now's the time to start with the tshuva, right? We're gonna need some serious work on Rosh Hashanah. Unclear in terms of what exactly happened last year, but that's a clear raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, really controls the world. But it's with these yesodos of again, A, living in the presence, taking day by day and trying to make the most of it, and not worrying about the future, and not clinging so much to the past. And B, understanding that in certain areas of life you can't just be so mech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, you can be the emunah and the tefillah are very, very important, but the level of hishtadlus of uncovering the truth needs proper hishtadlus and proper effort. And C, the idea of the kedusha and tara in Eretz Yisrael, of that's where the Shekhinah is and that's where the Shekhinah rests, and ultimately we can't take that for granted. And so if we take these three messages and really we start to work on ourselves in this month of El, Bez Hashem will be zoche to experience the kedusha and tara, to uncover the truth, and most importantly succeed every day in life and become closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu day in and day out. Yashar Koach, everyone, and have a wonderful day.